download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we want to thank all of our guests, especially that last segment where we actually had a twofer. We had a chance to speak with Chris Zito and, of course, Ed Noddle. We move forward, our final segment of the evening. Joining us, actually, on the microphone is Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you want to use your last name, or do you just want to go by Elizabeth? Elizabeth is a friend of Joe Rossi's. She happens to be here, and she actually is someone who likes, she wants to kind of get in on the conversation in regards to our topic with Dr. Kate Roberts. Dr. Kate, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
First and foremost, if folks want to find out more about our guest, drkateroberts.com. She is, every time I turn around, she's either on another radio station, she's appearing on TV, she's talking about some of the things that are going on that we see in the news from time to time, including the recent events regarding Slender Man, that two girls who actually stabbed one of their friends almost 20 times to prove themselves to this fictional character on a website. First and foremost, Dr. Roberts, our topic tonight is warning signs your child is at risk with technology. How often are you hearing from parents these days that they're having concerns about their children, whether they're addicted to their iPhone, to a video game, or that they can't get enough of being online?
I'm hearing it all the time. I'm hearing that parents don't feel like they have a good handle on managing their children's technology. I think that even from my own experience with my own children, it's tough to manage. It's everywhere. And I'm also hearing a lot from the kids that I work with, the teenagers, that technology is something that is struggle for them. You know, I've heard kids say, I wish it was never invented. I wish we never had Twitter. You know, this is a lot of bullying. This is a lot of information being shared that people don't want shared. So there's all sorts of technology use that can be destructive, and parents need to really be involved in overseeing their kids' use. Otherwise, it's a slippery slope.
Dr. Kate, this is Joe Rossi, and next to me is Elizabeth, and she got her degree in sociology, and we were actually at a Red Sox game on Friday night, and they were scanning the audience on the Jumbotron, and it seemed almost every single image that was brought up on the Jumbotron had at least half the people were staring down at their phones.
Isn't that amazing?
It was amazing.
It was. Here you are at a Sox game.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I don't. How do you feel about that?
I actually was looking for that, and because I was interested, because recently there's been a series of blogs that have posted photos of kids, like, all, you know, looking at their phones or whatever, and I found it fascinating that while there's an we all go and pay money to see the, you know, a Red Sox game, and these people are just staring down at their phones, and I'm sure they're, you know, maybe they're sharing pictures or whatever it might be, but it just was the number. It was basically 50-50. So it was pretty interesting.
There's a lot of disconnection with the present and not being in the moment with technology. It's a great thing, you know, if we can stay connected by sending a quick text or having access to email when we need it. But there have to be tech-free times and tech-free zones, and I don't think that those are enforced enough. And if you're out with a family, I think that's a perfect time to put the technology down.
Let's first talk about what are the warning signs that our children are at risk with technology.
Well, I think the warning signs are that they're really focused on technology, so that if it's playing a dominant role in their leisure time and that it's more than 2 hours a day, and the more they use it, the more they want to use it. You know, the Academy of Pediatrics recommends 2 hours a day. On average, kids are using technology more than 7 hours a day. That's your average child today. This is a significant increase in the last 15 to 20 years. And what you're finding is that there is an increase in bullying among kids who use technology to that extent, and a decrease in socialization, a decrease in achievement. And so the warning signs are, you know, an obsession with technology. There have been preliminary studies that have shown the more somebody, it doesn't have to be a child, but their brain is more, you know, plastic, so they're more susceptible. But the more somebody's on technology, the more they want it.
Dr. Kate, you know what's funny is as you're talking about an obsession with technology, of the three people in this room, I am the only one not staring at a phone.
But I might add, Dr. Kate, that a majority of the time that I'm sitting here conducting interviews and talking, and this is like 97% of the time, Joe's face is stuck in his smartphone.
That is true. Now, Elizabeth wants to say something.
Not just that, I'm also trying to look up. I know there's apps that parents can use to monitor and to control the usage of their smartphone or an iPod and iTouch, but they can monitor their children's usage. I can't find what it's called.
Well, there's like Norton Utilities. You know, that's one that I use. I think that Microsoft has one. Yes, and what you can do is you can even have technology shut off after a certain period of time. You can block kids from websites, which is a little bit of a problem because if they need to use them for school at a certain point, you know, then you kind of have it blocked. But there's definitely ways to monitor it for sure. Kids are really good at getting around that stuff. They know more about technology than their parents. And I hear time and time again parents telling me that their kids got around the system.
Well, if I can ask, could you give a number of examples how we can tell our children are overly addicted to technology, whether it's, you know, a smartphone, a video game, et cetera?
So they won't disengage from the activity. They become belligerent, and this is not your typical belligerent, oppositional child. So whereas they might turn off the TV or they might disengage from some other fun activity before technology or in addition to technology, they won't easily disengage. They want to use technology first thing in the morning, so they're waking up ahead of time just to use technology.
Hmm.
They are, wanting to get more and more apps. Their only interest is the next new game. They're wanting to just be consumed by YouTube. A lot of things that give them exposure, that make them feel like they're, you know, knowing a lot and more worldly and so forth. And it's really inappropriate for kids. They also begin to sneak around and lie about it. So I've heard a lot of parents having to hide devices. Again, this is not something that would be typical prior to technology. Their heart rises, they start to sweat, it's almost like they get an adrenaline rush, and they start to barter for more technology use, you know? So it's sort of like, well, can I just do it more if, you know, I do this for you, will you allow more of this? So it really becomes something that is the central focus in their lives as opposed to relationships, sports, other things that people value and that are important.
Elizabeth, go ahead. You have a question?
Well, not a question, more of almost like a comment. I know, like I notice in Mass, or if you go out to restaurants or places like that, parents will bring along iPads or, you know, devices and kind of use it as a distraction for the children. It's almost like they're...
Can I keep them quiet?
Yeah, to keep them quiet.
That's kind of okay with me.
What happens to
especially
coloring?
Especially if I'm like at McGuigan's Pub and I'm having a pizza. I might want the kid at the table next to me to be kind of quiet for good dining.
No, but Elizabeth just said something interesting. What happened to coloring?
Where's the creativity? Yeah. Where's the... When I was younger, my mom, we had little like craft buckets.
I believe they have crayons and coloring books at McGuigan's Pub. Just saying.
They do, but what kid isn't going to go for technology? I totally agree with you. I liken it to kind of sugar. You know, I see parents in line waiting, like at the bank or in the grocery store. And I think when I was a kid, if we waited patiently or in the airport or whatever, we might get an extra treat. Now, 40 years later, we have an obesity epidemic, you know, by giving all these kids this sugar, and we realize that, and now we have to cut back. And I think it is I think it's like a medication for kids, you know. Here, you know, you have these parents who want to eat organic and healthy and really, you know, watch their eating habits, but yet they'll also hand their kid an iPhone to quiet them down that way. And I think it's just as addictive. I really do, from what I've seen. What I have seen from parents is that when they remove the technology, the child will react, whether it's, you know, a younger child, 7 and up, or a teenager, will react strongly initially if they're having this kind of obsession with it. But within 48 hours, what I have noticed across the board is their parents report to me they're in a better place. Mm. My child is much better off without technology. They'll say that. It was a really hard withdrawal, but as long as we're busy and we're doing family things or he's engaged in other activities, and he's much more open to things that he wasn't open to before when he was focused on technology.
And it's kind of odd that we're talking about this. I thought this was a perfect topic because I had a conversation with my daughter Taylor's mom. Her mom, Becky, has been having issues with trying to get Taylor to do some of the stuff that she wants. She's actually taking online courses during the summertime, but what she has found is that she will give her her device to do, thinking that she's doing the online stuff, but then she finds out she's on social media, she's listening to music and doing everything. But what can a parent do if they're trying to, you know, they're trying to make sure that the child is doing what they're supposed to be doing with, you know, with the technology and not stuff that they really are trying to wean them off of?
Yeah, this is a huge problem when children are supposed to be independent and they're older, and you want to give them the resources to do their work, like a computer or whatever, and yet they're not able to manage that level of independence responsibly because it's too much of a distraction. I think what you have to do is you have to limit the time, you have to do check-ins, and it's really best to do any kind of work with technology for anybody really under the age of 25 who's still developing their executive functioning skills, which is self-monitoring, regulation, things like that. Under the age of 25, if they're with you and you have control over the devices, I would say have them do it in common area and be checking in on them. And parents are overwhelmed by this level of responsibility. They really don't want it, and I understand why. It's a whole other job to be to be monitoring their children at this level.
And again, Joe, how old are you?
25.
All right, well,
so I'm done. It's too late
all right,
for me.
So we don't have to monitor you. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Kate Robertson, and we are talking about warning signs that your child might be a little bit addicted or at risk when it comes to technology. And you can find out some of the tips on her blog. And I thought she does a great job when it comes to some of the blogs and some of the things. There were so many things to kind of, you know, pick from for us to have a conversation. Sure. It was very hard. And I came up with this one because I feel
so fitting.
It's so fitting. And when you're looking at the summertime and you know, do you want your child outside playing or
outdoors,
being addicted? Joe, your question.
Yeah, one thing. You know, what do you say to parents that, how do parents say they, you know, you're supposed to monitor social media, you're supposed to monitor, you're telling people to monitor their time and everything. What if a parent finds that the child is not using the computer appropriately, or there is stuff being posted on social media that is inappropriate and really needs monitoring? What do you say to those parents? You know, how do they handle something like that?
I think they have to take away access to social media. You know, I never felt, I've been doing this for 25 years, I never felt like kids shouldn't have a certain level of privacy, but at this point, I really feel like they shouldn't. Because I don't think that they're able to handle what can happen on social media without oversight. I think they're impulsive, I think they're reactive, and I think that social media can appear to be a great outlet for these strong emotions that teenagers have. And yet it often backfires, and there's no way to get rid of it. Once it's out there, there's no way to get rid of it. Some of the things that I've heard, you know, recently are things like, and these are kids from, you know, good homes with parent involvement, you know, at the middle school level, you know, boys soliciting pictures of girls on Snapchat, right? So those are supposed to stay it for 10 seconds and then be erased.
Right.
And but you can do a screenshot. And so then you still have the picture. And these are of 12 to 13-year-old girls, parts of their body.
Sure.
Or somebody can say that it is a girl, that it's not. So they can say, well, this is on my phone, this is this girl, without showing the head, and they can tell everybody that this is what this girl sent them, but it's actually not. Mm. So there's all sorts of problems with kids using social media independently. And I think that parents have to start at a young age to really educate, you know, when children are young, their children about how to use it responsibly and what it's for. And it's really not for that kind of use.
Well, if I can ask you probably one of my last questions, because we only just have a couple of moments left here with you, Dr. Roberts, and that is, how about as far as, would it be a good idea to at least have access to passwords and do checks every now and then?
You absolutely have to have access to passwords, and you have to do regular checks. And I think the red flag is if your child is trying to hide things from you,
yep,
then that's a sign that there's something to hide. If they're open, if they're I use the term culture of transparency. Mm. I really feel like families need to have that today because there's too much risk without it. It's a safety issue.
Joe, you have any last questions?
No, I think, like I said, this is a very timely discussion. I think it's really, you know, and I think you would agree, Dr. Roberts, when it comes to technology in general, it needs to be the parent that monitors the child's use from day one. I know families that have children 1 to 2 years old already know how to touch a screen, you know, on a phone.
Yeah.
And to me, that is extremely disturbing because by the time the child's 5 years old, they're able to use the apps and play with the phone and do this and that. I didn't know how to use a cell phone until about 2 years ago. So,
You're a pretty smart guy, too.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, technology is ingrained in us too soon, and I think that's a huge problem.
It is a huge problem, and I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. And I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Well, you're a regular guest. I know we don't have you on as often as we would like because it's such a busy season, especially the political season, Dr. Kate.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you want to say in closing or any information you want to give out to folks who might want to reach out to you or want to find out some of the things that you're talking about?
Well, I do have on my website, if you sign up for my website, you will get a tips for managing your kids' technology use. And so it has everything that we just talked about in one place. And it's a great reference for parents. And any other questions they have, they can email me. My email is on my website.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely look forward to having you back on in the near future and pick another great topic for us to dissect.
Okay. Well, it was great to be here. Have a great summer if I don't talk to you before the end of the summer.
You got it.
All right. Thanks.
There she is, Dr. Kate Roberts at drkateroberts.com. Elizabeth, great job. Joe, great job. That's another Monday Night Talk in the books until next week at 6:15. Have a great evening.
Good night.